Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Reedy's Mail. Let's start in Melbourne. Let's start in Melbourne because Cam Munster, we're all wondering whether he's going to play this week. Look, I think he'll be named tomorrow, Cam Munster.
Yep.
But a final decision will rely on his meeting with the specialist because he's got a pin in that finger and he apparently can't play with a pin in. So he'll have to have the pin out if he is to play. That's a decision the specialist will make later in the week. And my gut feel at the moment is, you've got one in there?
No. I can feel the pain.
Yeah.
Of the pin.
Of the pin.
They just pull it out.
Oh, yeah. Yuck.
So the specialist will make a decision whether the pin comes out. If the pin comes out, he will play. He's been training with them. Obviously he wants to play, but it'll rely on the specialist and what the specialist decides.
Fair weapon, Jimmy. If the pin comes out, he's playing with it and he's palm off.
handy extra. Really, do you reckon this is a pressure game for Melbourne where they're looking at it's like because we've lost back-to-back games, they're thinking we need Munster back. And I'm not so sure the status on Hughes at the moment as well. So
play a part in the decision, you mean?
Well, could that play a part in the decision? And the fact that, are they rushing Kim back because they think it's a must-win game? Now, they can't afford to lose three in a row.
You'd like to think they wouldn't do that, Jimmy, because, I mean, you know, even if they lose that game, the season's not over. And if you risk further damage to that finger, that could mean you miss Cam Munster for longer. So I'd imagine...
But that's a dilemma that, you know, would be there for a lot of players with certain injuries.
Yeah. The other issue is, you mentioned Jerome Hughes. He's looking at 1 to 2 weeks. Now, they're weighing up today whether they fight that charge and try and get a downgrade. I think they might, actually. I think they'll try and fight it, get a downgrade, and that would... If he gets it downgraded to a grade one, I think he'd be cleared to play. You don't have to pay a fine. So, I mean, I wonder whether that may play a part in their thing as well, because if Jerome's available, then maybe the sense of urgency around Cameron Munster is not as great. But if Jerome's not playing, then you're missing Jerome, potentially Jerome and Cam Munster. I mean, that leaves a lot of pressure on young Jonah Pezzett's shoulders. So, but, I mean, ultimately, they're saying they'll be guided by the specialist, and the specialist won't care who's available. The specialist will just decide based on the risk of injury.
Bellamy and Munster will.
Potentially.
So they can, I'm sure if a specialist comes down to training for most weeks, they'd probably rule half the team out. Well, legitimately, though, how many times do people play with busted shoulders, end of season surgery? Yeah. Like, it's regular.
Yeah.
And when you look at that with the, like, I know you might not advise it, Doc, but guess what? I'm pulling this. If you don't pull it out, I'll pull it out or chop the thing off.
I was going to say, you can always go down the path of chopping it off. Oh. Who's done that? Angus did it.
Angus Crichton.
There's someone else did it. I can't remember off the top of my head. There's a couple of blokes that done it. Was there an AFL player did it?
Yes. Daniel Chick.
Yes.
The madman from Hawthorn or West Coast, he did it as well. So, it's an extreme measure, but one that...
He's a bit mad, Cam. He might. I wouldn't rule it out with him.
With him, though, it might affect his golf. So
that's true. Good point. Yeah, he does love his golf. Good point.
Don't just, whatever you do, Cam, don't bring that up to Craig in the meeting about whether you should play.
No, sorry, Craig. I'm trying to get down to two. Yarra. Sorry.
Speaking of injuries, we were talking about South earlier, and you said that you think they might bounce back or at least turn it around. Joy Arrow. Now, I think it was a hamstring problem with Joy Arrow. He was out. They were thinking short term, but he's had a bit of a setback over the weekend, Jai. So it looks as though he might be out for an extended period now, which is a real blow for South Sydney, given they're also without Totola and Hamas Saleh got knocked out at the weekend, so he'll miss a game as well. So a bit of a blow that.
Yeah, it is, and unfortunately it's position discrimination because if that's Latrell, he's off to America. But
yes, way to go.
Jai Arrow. Yeah, you just sit in the ice bath, pal. Yeah, you can go to Redfern.
Watch Tom Travoy with his doco that
Latrell. Just copy Latrell. You teach Jai. Yes. Can you teach Jai what you did over in the States so we don't have to send you? Disgraceful.
Just the last one on Alamotti. We spoke about Paul Alamotti before, the teenage Canterbury centre. He's actually off contract at the end of the year, Paul Alamotti. He ran for 187 metres on the weekend. He had a couple of try-assists. And apparently there's a few clubs sniffing around at young Alamotti. So Canterbury are trying hard to keep him, but they might have to sharpen their pencil after the weekend to keep him, because I'm sure there'll be more clubs sniffing around him after the way he played.
When does the word cap pressure come into the conversation for Canterbury?
Oh, they're all right, the Dogs. They've got a bit of space down the track, actually. I think
they're clearing?
Yeah, I think they've signed Crichton as well, but they had a lot of space in 2024. So,
okay.
You know, they've got a lot of room, I think.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.